Oh, thank you, Steve. Good morning.
I just want to start off by saying I hope you have a really slow day. You don't have to get called into work today, okay?
Yes, I appreciate that. That's great.
That being said, as the chief optometrist and also a doctor of optometry with North Shore Eye Health and Wellness, what typically do you see in the arena of optometry and ophthalmology injuries on the 4th of July?
Yeah, typically, Steve, on the 4th of July, we deal with firework-type injuries, and those types of injuries are actually pretty common to the face and the eye. I mean, usually it's the hands that are injured, but shortly after that, the eyes and the face are impacted. You think about fireworks, they are explosive devices or burning-type devices like sparklers. So we get things like scratches on the eye, what we call a corneal abrasion. We can get burns around the skin on the eye. Blunt force trauma to the eye is never good, and that can cause things such as retinal detachments. So some of these injuries are actually quite serious and sight-threatening.
Oh, for sure. You know, and as a dad, I think to bottle rockets and you know, I remember as a kid, you know, you stupidly light these things off and don't really think about where they're going to go or end up exploding. But then when you become a parent and maybe you're in a crowd waiting for fireworks and there's some ding-a-ling out there thinking, hey, this would be a great place to light off a bottle rocket in a crowd of people.
Absolutely. It happens. And most of the injuries are kind of dumb. They're 100% preventable if we follow the right things. And the most common fireworks that are involved in injuries are sparklers, which everyone has played with at some point in time in their
sure.
life, firecrackers, and bottle rockets. So the real common stuff.
Yeah, well, bottle rockets, you just don't know where they're going to go. And that's
exactly.
And then they explode at the end, and if it ends up, you know, in your face or, worse yet, in your eye socket and then explodes, you know, chances are you've destroyed someone's vision for the rest of their life.
Absolutely. And we'll see kids and young adults, typically young adult males, they'll shoot bottle rockets off from bottles.
Yeah, well, at each other.
At each other,
yeah.
Exactly. Or holding it in their hand to the last second. So these are all things that are, of course, high risk and we
sure.
can certainly avoid.
Testosterone, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? All right.
Sure
well,
is.
Let's say somebody does get an injury. Obviously, you're going to go to the hospital, the emergency room, but before you get there, is there anything that someone can do to kind of help the situation and not hurt it?
Great question. So you're right. You know, if it is a life-threatening type injury, which typically is not the case with the fireworks, but you definitely want to call 911 right away. If it's a non-life-threatening injury, which most of the eye and facial injuries are non-life-threatening, first thing you want to do is get in touch with a medical professional. Now, as you mentioned at the beginning, for me, I'm on call all the time. So if one of my patients were to suffer an eye injury, they know they can page me. I can triage the injury over the phone and then usually meet them at my office. But in some instances, that's not the case. So calling ahead to the emergency department is a great thing to do to let them know they have an eye injury coming in so they can bring in an eye specialist such as an optometrist
sure.
or an ophthalmologist. But I think what I get asked a lot is, you know, should I touch it? Should I rinse it? Should I put anything in my eye?
And yeah.
The answer to all of those questions is no. Just let it be. If you can create some sort of shield by using a Dixie cup or a styrofoam cup or even a piece of gauze to put over the eye, that is a great way to protect it during the transport. And then, of course, we don't want to put any sort of fluid into the eye or medication into the eye because that can make the injury worse.
Okay, good to know.
And just last thing to talk about briefly is bleeding. If there is any bleeding, you want to stay away from drugs such as aspirin or ibuprofen. Those are common pain relievers that can actually make bleeding worse. So I always say to use Tylenol. That would be
sure. Because the others might be an anticoagulant and cause the inability to create coagulation or blood to.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Wow. So how about other eye issues in the summer months? Because I always think about that bright sunlight, and if you've ever forgotten your sunglasses, if you're going to go for a day of fishing out on a boat or out at the beach, oh man, your eyes, they feel it. That intense sunlight over several hours is not good.
They sure do. UV protection is important year-round, but especially here in the north in the summertime, that's when our UV light exposure is much higher. I always tell parents, we don't think about it as much, but kids get about 3 times the UV exposure in the eye that adults get. So kids are especially important to be having UV protection in the form of sunglasses. But yeah, if you're out on the boat, out on the water, at the beach, the sun and the UV is reflecting off the surface of the sand or the water, and that magnifies its impact. Patients can get a sunburn on the eye, which is essentially an inflammation of the corneal tissue. That's the clear window of the eye. That can be quite painful and can cause temporary loss of vision. So it's not a fun thing to go through. So wearing glasses that protect your eye as well as the skin around the eye is a very important thing.
So make sure those sunglasses have UV protection, because you hear things like UVA and stuff like that.
Correct, yeah. They want to be UVA and UVB protectant. It's the most common form of UV protection that we can get. UVC protection, you're usually not going to find a whole lot in terms of sunglasses, but if the sunglasses are bought from either a doctor's office or a reputable source,
sure,
it'll say on them, 100% UVA, UVB, and then you know you're getting your protection.
Yeah, probably not a good idea to be making that selection at the dollar store, I'm just saying.
So. No, it's true. And a lot of patients will say, oh, yeah, I have UV glasses that I got from the gas station or the dollar store. And, we'll test them for their transmittance, and they're letting about 80% of the ultraviolet light through. So you got to be careful.
That's why I always wear a welder's mask when I go to the beach or go fishing. So I don't take any chances. It's a little cumbersome, right, Doc, but that's Dr. Kyle Ross, Doctor of Optometry, President and Chief Optometrist at North Shore Eye and Wellness. That's North Shore Eye Health and Wellness. Thanks for joining us here on WTMJ.
Thank you.